SBS
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 SBS Radio.
With us today is Public Health Association of Australia Chief Michael Moore. Good day, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks. Good to be here.
Public Health Association of Australia is strongly supporting and advocating for a health levy on sugar-sweetened beverages. This is a not-so-good news for soda lovers out there. Why is PHAA closely supporting a price increase for sugary drinks?
Well, what we do know in public health is that one of the things that influences people's decision are price triggers. And so we believe that when we're trying to improve people's health, and we're talking about overweight, when we're talking about oral health, people's teeth. We are looking at making the healthy choice the easy choice. And you do it not just by one measure, but a whole series of measures. And one of those measures that we know works is to increase the price or give a price signal, particularly on sugary soft drinks.
So when we're talking about figures, is the consumption of the Australians on sugary drinks really bad at the moment?
Well, I think we know that there has been a considerable increase despite industry quoting an article that is now shown to not be correct. And what we have seen is an increase in use of sugary soft drinks, and we've seen an increase in obesity. The two are quite closely related. But this issue is not for us just about obesity. It's also a very important issue about oral health, because when your teeth are causing problems, and sugar is the prime cause of cavity issues in teeth, when your teeth are causing a problem and they're not treated, it goes much further into the rest of your health as well.
Apart from obesity and dental issues, Michael, what are other health impacts of a high sugar sweetened beverage consumption?
Well, somebody who's incredibly fit but is consuming high amounts of sugar is still quite vulnerable to type 2 diabetes, for example, still vulnerable to cardiovascular disease. And we also know that overconsumption of sugar plays a role in cancer. So these are serious concerns for anybody who's interested in a healthy lifestyle. Now, none of us want to go, oh, this is terrible, you never should touch any sugar. What we're doing is saying it's got to be kept in perspective. And the reality is that when somebody drinks a bottle or a tin of a sugary soft drink, or gets a iced a sugar drink from a shop, they are drinking something in the order of 8 to 10 teaspoons of sugar. So if you can imagine sitting around having cups of tea, and one of the children takes the sugar bowl and just starts putting spoons of sugar in, you know, by the time they get to their fifth spoon, everybody will be looking down their nose. But in fact, that's exactly what happens when people are drinking sugary soft drinks.
Talking about the sugar tax, are there reasonable and increasing evidence that appropriately designed taxes on sugar sweetened beverages would actually result in proportional reductions in consumptions?
Yeah, there is now growing evidence, and that's why it's implemented around the world. Although one of the things that's very interesting, often the implementation is the health becomes, if you like, an excuse, and the revenue is more interesting to governments, because that's the nature of treasuries, that's the nature of government. So in the United Kingdom, we see Treasury that announces that they're going to put a levy on sugary soft drinks, and they're going to raise hundreds of millions of pounds in that manner. And so it won't surprise me if it's budget issues in Australia that will tend to push this issue along. That having been said, when we think about it in terms of politics, we also know that the influence of major industry and in our politics is really quite overwhelming. So there will be some strong resistance for some time.
And that's why health organizations are not only calling for a price increase on these beverages, but also for advertising and marketing restrictions, as well as the overall product availability.
See, one of the things about marketing of unhealthy products, and there's a range of them, junk food, alcohol, gambling, the marketing junk of all of these things creates an understanding in your community. So if we really wanted a level playing field, one way of doing it is to match the expense of these huge industries and go, all right, well, we're going to use taxpayers' money. We'll pay just as much on advertising as Coca-Cola and all its other ones do, for example. Of course, none of us would want to pay that, use our taxpayers' money that way. So the alternative the government has to keep a level playing field is to restrict the marketing by those companies. And that's why we think that for people to really understand what the issues are instead of just being swamped by a particular side of advertising, then governments have a role, actually not a role but a responsibility, to restrict this sort of marketing.
What sort of strategy will we be doing in the advertising and marketing restrictions?
Well, what the almost all health organisations are talking about is start with a focus on young people and, you know, the restriction and put restrictions in terms of junk food, in terms of sugary soft drinks, in terms of alcohol, and make sure that this marketing is restricted as far as possible from children.
And the revenue raised will be directed toward preventive health programs. What programs are we looking to focus on?
I suppose we're dreaming. As far as that goes, we certainly would love to see it focused on prevention. And look, we know, for example, that the expenditure of prevention has gone down from over 2% when Tony Abbott was the health minister, down to 1.5% through going down from both through Labor and even worse through the current Liberal government. So we've talked to Greg Hunt about this. We know he's interested in prevention, and we hope to see an increase of expenditure. And the first place to start around here are the campaigns around what is healthy food, what's healthy activity, and to keep people, if you like, encouraged into healthier lifestyles.
And overall, Michael, do you think the sugar tax can save the lives of Australians, or this can be a national strategy of addressing health issues?
We do like to use the term healthy levy rather than tax, and there's a range of reasons behind that. But there's no question in our mind that it'll play part of the solution. And I really want to focus that part of the solution, and it's easy to see when we look back on some of our great public health successes, such as death and injury associated with motor cars. You know, it's about alcohol, it's about better cars, it's about seatbelts, it's about speed limits, it's about good policing. There's a whole range of things happened that result in us having the same level of injury and death in Australia now as we had in the 1930s. And that's not per capita, it's not per car, it's not per kilometre travelled. So it's a really great success story. And if we want to continue those success stories, we must use multifaceted strategies, of which a sugar levy is just one.
And in regards to the implementation of the health levy, are we seeing any hope of introducing it despite being dismissed by the federal government?
Oh, governments change. We have, and attitudes change. We understand in public health policies that usually when we begin to raise issues, it is often something in the order of a decade before they are taken up. But nevertheless, we continue to push them because we believe that these can help us to have a healthier society. And we have to keep in mind that when the industry, the sugar and soft drink industry, makes large sums of money on the profits from these, that the flip side to it, the costs of dealing with people with diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer, are worn by the community as a whole. So to have a levy that moves across to deal with those would really be a reasonable and fair way of dealing with those industries instead of letting them take the profit and the costs that they create worn by the community generally.
Michael Moore of Public Health Association of Australia. Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.